Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuse Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 12 ngowakazi 2020 ngokuhlakisele Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
amanyuzini amaningi awana mali yokuthi bekuthenga ama face mask, ama hand sanitizer, benika intatheli zindaba. Okutsho ukuthi intatheli zindaba zese zisengozini yokuthola leli gcikwane ele COVID-19.
Sebenza inkulungwane phose ezinhlanu, 4,818 asebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Ngesikhathi umsakazo weZBC ubika ukubana kule ntatheli zindaba ezingamashumi amathathu esezitholakale edlule gcikwane le COVID-19. Intatheli zindaba uHopo Chimono ukhangelele ukupha ubufakazi besimo samajele kusasa edaleli kamanji eHarare, kodwa kungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba. Imuli yakochuma edabuka eBhinga isicele umphakathi lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukubana ziphathise ngemali yokuthwala izidumbu ezine zamalunga emuli le abhubhe isikhathi sinye eGoli.
Abafi bethu, ukuze lanamhlanje bebeleviki bengakahambisa ekhaya, kushota yona imali yakhona, kodwa abantu basakhaya singazi kumbe izokwana nini behambe ekhaya endaweni zabo zokufunele zokuthina.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Sebenza inkulungwane phose ezinhlanu, 4,818 asebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Asebefinde kuleli gciwane sebezedlula inkulungwane lengxenye, 1,544. Labulala abedlula ikhulu, 104. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika, asebetholakale bele gciwane leli sebezedlula isigidi, 1,064,546. Labulala inkulungwane phose ezingamashumi amabili lane, 23,839. Kubika abenhlanganiso ye African Union kuthi abekolijini le John Hopkins University bona bathi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili, 20.3 million abasebefunyane bele COVID-19 yabulala inkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa, 743,599. Umsakazo weZBC wona ubika ubana kule ntatheli zindaba ezingamashumi amathathu esezitholakale ezile gciwane le-COVID-19. Lokhu sokwenze intatheli zindaba elizweni lonke jikelele ziveze ukukhathazeka ngokungavikeleki emkhuhlaneni lo lapho zisebenza. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
I-COVID-19 isipha manje indlela abantu abasebenza ngayo, okugoqela le ntatheli zindaba zeZimbabwe. Inhlanganiso ezimela intatheli zindaba zithi abaqhathi kumele baqinise indlela zokuvikela ukuze kukhanye ukuba bayaqakathekisa ukulondoloza impilo zezisebenzi. Umnumzana Nigel Nyamdumbu oyinhlanganiso ye-Media Lines of Zimbabwe MAZ uthi kumele abaqhatha intatheli zindaba bazithengele impahla yokuzivikela.
Zimbabwean media organizations have to...
Inhlanganiso eziqhatha intatheli zindaba kumele zibone ukuba omnozindaba bazikelekile. Kumele zibone ukuba intatheli zindaba zinezembatho ezivunyelwayo okumele bazigqoke ukuvikela
frontliner.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Admire Masuku, umbalisi kwezifundo zentatheli zindaba ekolishini eleHarare Polytechnic.
Ngathi nje masibheka inhlelo ezenziwayo lapha emhlabeni eZimbabwe ezokubana abantu abasebenzela endaweni ezile COVID bevikeleke, uyathola ukuthi kukhulunywa kakhulu ngamanesi, kukhulunywa kakhulu ngamapholisa lamasosha, but esikhathini esiningi uyabona ukuthi abantu kabakhulumi ngentatheli, but lazo ziyasebenza isikhathi sonke and zimele zikuthi zisebenze kuzama uzulu weZimbabwe akwazi ukuthi yikuyini okwenzakalayo emhlabeni. But uyathola ukuthi kabatholi usekelo abamele beluthole kusuka lapho abasebenzela khona, esingathi yiwo ama-newsroom akhona noma kulawo amaqembu athi amelela ama-journalist.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Young Journalist Association yoja umnumzana Leopold Munende uthe njengenhlanganiso basebenza katalala ukubona ukuba intatheli zindaba ziyathola indlela zokuziviyela.
Engibona ukuthi ama-newsroom amaningi awana mali yokuthi bebethenga ama face mask, ama hand sanitizer, benika intatheli zindaba. Okutsho ukuthi intatheli zindaba zesengozini yokuthola leli gcikwane ele COVID-19. Kodwa ngithi bayazama. Ngoba singakhayela ama-newsroom amaningi, amaphepha amaningi asesithi intatheli zindaba zisebenze zisendlini. Osekusele ukuthi uhulumende yena ayehlise ama-events ayabe funa khona intatheli zindaba.
Kodwa enye intatheli zindaba ezimeleyo ukuzana igerele uthi udubo ukuthi abaqhashi abanamali ukubhadala ukuba intatheli zindaba zihlolwe.
Ama-media amaningi lapha eZimbabwe ngiyabona nalo dubo olukhulu kakhulu ekuvikeleni izisebenzi zawo kumbe singathi intatheli izindaba. Singananzelela ukuthi ba-teste into edurayo kakhulu. Njalo ukuthi sikhangele ama-media la ukuthi engenelisa yini ukuthi abe le mali yokuthi afake eceleni ukuthi atestise ama-journalist awo. Lokhu mbonani kuyinkinga enkulu kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi sinananzelela isimo ama-media la akiso. Sibi kakhulu.
Umuntu wokuqala obulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe intatheli zindaba uZororo Makamba kule nkuthazo yokuba intatheli zindaba zivikeleke. Unobhala kugatsha lokwethula kwezembiko uMnumzana Nick Mangwana ngeviki edluleyo wethule umbiko othi uhulumende usaza kupha intatheli zindaba imibiko esebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku ukuze zingabuthani ndawonye ziminyezelene zingalandeli iziqondo ze-social distancing ukuvimba ukuthelelana lula leli gcikwane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Intatheli zindaba uHope Chingono ukhangelele ukupha ubufakazi besimo samajele kusasa ejalele likamantshi eHarare, kodwa kungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba laphanye abantu. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Umantshi uWhisper Mabaudi ucele ukuthi uChinono aphe ubufakazi ngesimo semajele kungela ntatheli zindaba loZulu edale, esithi amazwi azakhulunywa nguChinono alakho ukuphambanisa ezomvikela zelizwe amajele lezisebenzi zemajele lezibotshwa. Isicelo sikahulumende lesi siza ngemva kokuba uHopewell eze emthethwandaba legqwetha lakhe unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa, yena othi emajele kakulandelwa iziqondiso zokuvikela i-COVID-19 ezabekwa nguhulumende le-World Health Organization. Esethula lesi sicelo, unkosikazi Mthethwa uthe isisekelo sombuso welizwe sipha uChinono imvumo yokuba athonisiswe ukusegcekeni, esipha ubufakazi bakhe kungela muntu omele avimbe ukuhlonishwa amalungelo lawa. Uphinde wathi indlela izinto ezimi ngayo emajele kumele zaziwe ngumuntu wonke ukuze uhulumende alungisise okuhluphayo ukuze abasebenza emajele lezibotshwa bengavi engozini yokuthelelwa ligcikwane le-COVID-19. Esephendula, uMantshi Ngoni Nduna uthe isisekelo sombuso yebo sipha uChinono amalungelo, kodwa alakho ukuphikiswa nxa ephambanisa ezomvikela welizwe. UChinono ubuye edale ebotshwe ngezankosi ezandleni lasenyaweni. Kusenjalo, igqwetha elimela umkhokheli weTransform Zimbabwe uMnumzana Jacob Ngarivume, uMnumzana Moses Nkomo, uveze ukungajabuliswa yisinqumo sokuthi udaba lwakhe lungathoniswa namhlanje ngoba kungela mantshi obengahlulela. UChinono lo Ngarivume betheswa icala lokutshotshozela uZulu ukuthi atshengisele okulodlakela mhlaka 31 Ntulikazi besebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana zebulenjini ezigoqela iTwitter bezibiza ngokuthi iJuly 31st Movement. Kolunye udaba, abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababotshwa besetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano elizweni le-Maldives ngenhloso yokugenqula uhulumende bakhitshwe ekubeni yizibotshwa ngemva kokuba uhulumende edlulisele phambili udaba lwabo. Laba ngabathi uFrank Mphahlo, uMnumzana George Makhoni, unkosikazi Sithabile Dewa, unkosikazi Rita Nyamphinga, unkosikazi Gamtshirai Mukura, unkosazana Farai Kumbondzwada loMnumzana Thathenda Mombeyarara. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Unkosazana Lindiwe Zulu, umgcinisihlalo wohlangothi olubona ngokudlelana kwebandla le African National Congress ANC lawele South Africa lamanye amazwe omhlaba uthi izwekazi le Africa kumele lilungise okuhluphayo eZimbabwe. Unkosazana Zulu uthi iANC iyakwazi ukubana kulokuhluphayo kwezombusazwe weZimbabwe, ngakho ke kumele iAfrika yonke jikelele incedise ukuletha ukuthula kulelo lizwe. Okulabaphikisayo abathi okwamanje bathwaliswe nzima nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa obopha abantu mahlayana, uphinde wathi ulethemba lokuthi izithunywa zikamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa zizaphatha ngemfanelo udaba lweZimbabwe. Okulabanye abathi kuyamangalisa ukuthi unkosikazi Baleka Mbete lomnumzana Sydney Mafumadi bafike kwele Zimbabwe bakhulumisana loMnangagwa kuphela bahle baphindela kwele South Africa. Unkosazana Zulu utshele u Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ukubana okoniwa ngomlomo kulungiswa ngawo futhi.
President Cyril Ramaphosa uthumele abantu abadala ukuthi baye eZimbabwe bayohlangana nabantu abadala enesethemba ukuthi kuhlangane kwabo nokukhuluma kwabo kuzosiyisa lasifuna ukuya khona. Ukuthi kuthathe isikhathi esingakanani akuyona into esiyikhulumayo right now. Into esiyikhulumayo right now ukuthi njengabantu abangama-neighbor kumqoka ukuthi sihlale sikhulumisana, sibonisane, silungisane ukuthi okay, ngoba ama-neighbor futhi sine-impact kuyo yonke i-region yethu, yini into esingayenza ukuze silungise la sibona khona ukuthi akuhambi kahle. Niyabonga.
Kodwa kuyalungiseka yini Mazulu?
Ayikho into edlula ukuthi sithathe isikhathi esingakanani ngenye indaba leyo, kodwa ayikho into edlula ukuthi abantu bavuna ukuthi bazosikhulumisana. Njengoba sengisho nje, uPresident Cyril Ramaphosa on the government side uthumele i-delegation yakhe, izobuya i-delegation yakhe imbriefe athathe from there ukuthi wenze njani. Ngeke sithi sabantu bala e-Africa sibe sitelwa abanye abantu ngaphandle ukuthi akunje ilunga or kuzolunga. Kudicide thina ukuthi zizofuneka zilunge, ngoba we are African, siyazwana, siyazana, simebi sihlangene nje. Yithi lezo silungisela ukuthi sikwazi ukukhulumisana. Okumqoka ukuthi siyakhulumisana. Thina siwu-African National Congress nezanu-PF njobe lokuthi sikhubeka sikhulumisane kuze kulunge la sibona khona ukuthi akulungi.
Unkosazana Lindiwe Zulu ngumgcinisihlalo wohlangothi olubona ngezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe ebandleni le-ANC lakwele South Africa. Ubexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today. Asixoxeni esilethulelwa ebulenjini bokuxhumana ubeFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Imuli yakwaChuma edabuka eBhinga isicele umphakathi lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukubana ziphathise ngemali yokuthola izidumbu ezine zamalunga emuli inye abhubhe isikhathi sinye eGoli ngemva kokunatha utshwala obucatshangelwa ukubana bube beletshefu. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Omuyi umnumzana Sumuka Ingwenya ukhumbulani Chuma utakonowa Chuma loJelas Muleya Ncube abadabuka emandimoni phansi kwenduna uSinamagonde eBinga babhubhe ngemva kokunatha utshwala ababuthenge kulabo ababuthengisa ngokungekho emthethweni ngemva kokuba hulumende evale ukuthengiswa kwabo. Udade wabo wabomufi unkosazana Monica Ngwenya uthi abafo wabo bafe isihluku.
Ubhuti wagula nje isikhathi esincane nje ngiyabona waqala ngokusayise safonela i-ambulance yangasheshi ukubuya ngesikhathi sagcina sesiyi-30-meter taxi. So ngesikhathi i-30-meter taxi vele ubhuti ya sekungumuntu vele ongasela plan samthatha zamhambise esibhedlela vele wafika vele sekuphelele esibhedlela.
Umfo wabo bomuye umnumzana Thabani Chuma uthi usizwa abaludinga kakhulu khathesi yimali yokuthwala izidumbu zabomuye zisiya ekhaya.
Futhi lobo tshwala babulani phakathi lathi sinjasikwazi sisekudubekeni okunye kunzima kabi ngale lockdown. Asinamali, asinani, sizama ukubamba yonke into esifana ukuthi singabambe ngayi nokuthi saqalisela ngaphi sisiya ngaphi asikwazi. Esikucala kakhulu ukuthi manxa uhulumende noma yimuphi noma akuliphilisa asincedise kuthinini sikwazi ukuhambisa abafowethu ekhaya bebekwa lapho esabe sibabona khona.
Omunye laye umfowabo wabomuye umnumzana Lovemore Ndlovu uthi sekule viki yonke beqoqa usizo kodwa lokhu usilela.
So ngathi kukumbela kaphathi loko ukuthi wakonja kugwasija nangani wa gwasija ee wa gwasija wa siviri ngoba ye ngankubi wana nkati mvimbo utiriwe ndasika hata amansi kukuswa nijia kutii nizuo zio samizi ya nukonja utisika zika onene kumusa chikumbira kapatiro kwa wakonja bati gwasija wakonja bati gwasija kuti nizuo zio zio kumusa
umunye njalu tatu wabo wabumuyi nkosazana tekshua nilobo uti ngomitetu ya coronavirus imota ithwala isidumbu kayisavunyelwa ukuthwala abantu. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi badinga njalo uncedo lwezinye imota ezathwala amakhosikazi abomufi lamalunga emulini.
Abafi bethu, ukuze lanamhlanje bebe leviki bengakahanjiswa ekhaya, kushota yona imali yakhona, kodwa abantu basatshaya singazi kumbe izokwana nini. Sisadinga lathi uncedo lokuthi ngabe ukhona ongasifakela imali yokuthi abafi bethu behambe ekhaya endaweni zabo zokuphumela ezokugcina.
Unkosazana Ndlovu uthi bebezithupha emolini yabo abanathe lobutywala, kodwa ababili babo baphumile esibhedlela. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Nkululeko Mathe uthi lo ngumthwalo obheke isizwe sonke sikamthwakazi.
Khuthaza nje uZulu umthwakazi wonke jikelele ukuthi ungenele, ungathi uyancedisa emndenini wakoChuma abafowethu behambe ekhaya beyolala. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, ingathi umthwakazi wonke ungabambani ube nyamanye. Siyazitha amaphutha khona ayenzekileyo, but singezisa kunaka lokhu, ziphathise kakhulu abafowethu behambe beyolala ekhaya ngokunzinza.
Kusenjalo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Communities of Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhonanzi usekhuthaze uZulu eZimbabwe kwele South Africa ukuthi axwaye ukuthenga ukudla okwenziwe ngokungekho emthethweni ngalesi sikhathi sobunzima be-COVID-19.
Siyakhuthaza kakhulu kuzizalwane zakithi ukuthi zigweme ukuhamba ziyothenga utshwala lapho ezibuthenga khona ngudlu. Sicela abantu balandele imithetho nemiyalo ye-lockdown evimba ukuthengiswa kotshwala. Sithi ebantwini bakithi basopani, ngoba lobu tshwala usuka kungaziwa ukuthi sobuhlanganiswe nani, buhluzwe kanjani. Okubalekileyo manje ukuthi-ke sikuncediswane izizalwane zakithi zithole ukubuyiselwa emakhaya.
Izidumbu zabomuyi kukhangelelwe ukuthi zithwalelwe ekhaya ngolwesihlanu sezisiyangcwatshwa eBinga. ELeSouth Africa lavala ukuthengiswa kwenhlobo yonke yotshwala, ngoba lisithi utshwala lwengeza inani labantu abangena esibhedlela, okuyinto ethatha imibheda okufuze ilale labo abalegciwane le-coronavirus. Mina Suru 7 Johannesburg, ole South Africa, ngingubenedictine Nhlapo.
Kulive talk lamhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum siqhubeka sikhangela ngomonakalo osudalwe yi-COVID-19 elizweni lakwamanye amazwe. Yesizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane.
Umnumzana Joe Biden ozancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika emele ibandla lamademocrats ukhangelelwe ukukhuluma edolobheni leWilmington eDelaware. Nonkosikazi Kamala Harris amkhethe izolo ukuthi abe ngumsekeli wakhe irunning mate kulolu khetho. Unkosikazi Harris ngowesifazana owakuqala onsundu njalo eLindia, iBlack South Asian American, ukukhethwa ukuncintisa esikhundleni esifana lalesi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu zifolile ezitaladini zeBamako eMali zisithi umongameli Ibrahim Boubacar Keita walelo lizwe achiye umbuso lanxa umhlaba jikelele usungenele ukuxazulula lolu daba.
Kube lokuphoselana aqatha edalela ePhalamende lakwele Botswana ngomvulo phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe, lapho abamabandla aphikisayo besole ibandla elibusayo leBotswana Democratic Party PTP ngokuthula eliwenzayo lingakhulumi phezu kwezehlakalo zeZimbabwe zokwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaveron kwele Botswana.
Umkhokheli wamabandla aphikisayo edale leparlamenti yakweleBotswana umzana Dumela Ngihlalishando uvuse uthuli ngomvulo ngemva kokuchothoza ibandla elibusayo leBotswana Democratic Party iBDP ngokuthula phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe. Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa etheswa umlando wokuhluluza abantu mahlana kanye lokwehluleka ukuhlonipha ilungelo loluntu. USalishando usole iBDP esithi yayangisa ngokwehluleka ukhipha ilizwi phezu kwesimo seZimbabwe.
We are appalled by the silence of our own government, which has decided to bury its head in the provincial.
Asicunulwa ukuthula kwaHulumende wethu ogqibele ikhanda lakhe echebechebeni ngokungakhulumi lutho. UHulumende weBotswana laye ulesandla kokwenzakalayo.
Umphathi ntambo obona ubudlelwano beBotswana lamanye amazwe unkosikazi Unity Dau utshele uSalishando ukuthi kule ndlela indaba yefana lalezi eziphathwa ngayo. Kodwa uSalishando kazange akuvume esithi bandla le-African National Congress ANC kwele-South Africa selakhipha mgceke ilizwi phezu kwalolu daba. Umsekeli kamphathi ntambo kweleBotswana umzana Slamba Tshokwane uthi uhulumende wakhe angeke aphonge ukuchothoza elinye ibandla elibusayo ikakhulu lililunga lomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa oSADC.
Nxa esethesa umlando esithi singabangani leZimbabwe obengafuni yini uba sibe ngabangani lamanye amazwe, phela kusasa iZimbabwe, kusasa iSouth Africa. Ngakho ngiyabuza ukuthi ebengafuni sibe labangani yini ikakhulu lamazwe aweSADC.
Ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe kweleBotswana ezifana lomnzana Isaiah Sibanda zithi kuhle ukuthi udaba lwekhaya lukhulunywe emazweni angomakhelwane.
Ya, lokhu sekutshengisele sobala ukuthi lolwasi lodaba oluncinyane. Njalo sesikhangelele ukuthi amazwe angomakhelwane angenele edabeni lweZimbabwe ukuhlala phansi begoqe izandla bebukele isikhathi sakhona mbona ngani sesedlule.
Wayengumongameli wakweleBotswana umzana Ian Khama Seretse Khama nguye waphumela egcekeni esola umbuso kamongameli Mnangagwa, njalo esithi uyazisola ngokuyangenela ukugcotshwa kwakhe ngemva kokuhluthuna kombuso umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Kodwa uhulumende weBotswana umangele ukuthi akasoze angenele kwezomdeni weZimbabwe kuzasetshenziswa indlela zenhlanganiso ezinjenge-SADC, African Union lezinye, njengalokho kwenziwa ngumongameli Cyril Ramaphosa weSouth Africa ukuthumela iqula lakhe njengomgcinisihlalo African Union. Ngingumathini Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kweleBotswana.
Kwezemidlalo, umncintisano womdlalo wenguqu owe-UEFA Champions League ungena esigabeni sama-quarterfinals namhlanje, lapho okungqilana khona iqembu le-Atalanta lele-Paris Saint-Germain. UJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Sekusele amacembu ayithoba mnembili kumncintiswano we-UEFA Champions League, njalo wonke la macembu azadlalela imidlalo yawo edolobheni laseLisbon eliselizweni lasePortugal kusukela namhla ntambama, lapho iqembu le-Atalanta elase-Italy elizadibana khona lele-Paris Saint-Germain elase-France enkundleni Estadio Daluz. Le nkundla ndawonye le-Estadio Jose Alvalade yizo okuzadlalelwa kuzo, kusithi e-Estadio Daluz yiyo okuzadlalelwa kuyo umdlalo wokucina lapho kuzagcotshwa khona intshantshu. Intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo Mkokwerira uthi akwaziwa ukuzawela khona indulo xakuxaku ngemva kwemidlalo ye-quarter final ngoba kuxekwe intshantshu zomdlalo wenguqu.
Ama-quarter finals ye-UEFA Champions League lonyaka kukhanya kunzima sibili, singakhayela iqembu le-Atalanta idlala le-Paris Saint Germain. Kuzaba lo mzima kodwa i-Paris Saint Germain ngizikhayela abadlali abalayo ingaphumelela, kanti RB Leipzig izadlala leqembu le-Atletico Madrid. Iqembu le-Atletico Madrid sikhumbule ukuthi yilo phela elakhipha intshantshu i-Liverpool. I-Barcelona ikhayela ne-Bayern Munich ngumdlalo omkhulu sibili, ukuthi hayi lapha akwazi ukuyowela ngaphi ngoba kunzima sibili kwezo zonke ezimbili. Kukanti i-Manchester City izadlala iqembu le-Lyon, lawo unzima. Singagala iqembu le-Manchester City likhiphe iqembu elikhulu e-Real Madrid, kanti ele-Lyon lalo lelisa ukhipha i-Juventus. So kukhanya kuzaba nzima kuma-quarter finals, akwaziwa ukuthi ungawela ngaphi, akukho lula lonyaka.
Imidlalo yesigaba se-quarter final iqala namhla isiyaphela mhla zilitshumi lanhlanu, kuthi i-semifinal izadlalwa mhla zilitshumi lathoba mnembili lamhla zilitshumi lathoba munemunye. Umdlalo we-final wona uzadlalwa mhla zingamachumi amabili lantathu kuyona le inyanga kaNcobakazi. I-final yalonyaka yomncintiswano we-UEFA Champions League bekumele idlalelwe edolobheni le-Istanbul eliselizweni laseTurkey, kodwa lelo lungelo laseliphiwa idolobho le-Lisbon ngoba lilenkundla ezimbili ezanelisa ukugcina amaqembu ayi-12. I-final yomncintiswano ozalandela yiyo esizadlalelwa edolobheni lase-Istanbul ngomnyaka ozayo. Okolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu, imidlalo ye-AFSA Premier Soccer League iqhubekela phambili namhla ntambama, lapho iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-Kaizer Chiefs elizancikilana lele Bidvest Wits nase-Orlando Stadium. Ebese kule nyanga ezine limidlalo yeligi yamiswa khonale kwele South Africa ngemva kokuqhamuka lokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ngiyimele i-Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngu-Joseph Njanji.
Okwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Phansi kohlelo lokumelana lesisebenzi yabalwa becatsha olwe Terrorist Financing Targeting Center, TFTC, uhulumende weMelika esebenzelana labangani bakhe bamazwe aweGulf wenelise ukuqinisa impi yokulwisana labenhlanganiso zabalwa becatsha, ama-terrorist organizations, emhlubuleni owe-Middle East lasemhlabeni jikelele. Amazwe abambisana lele Melika kulolu hlelo abalisa ele Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar kanye le United Arab Emirates. Kulolu hlelo amazwe la ayisikhombisa ayabelana ulwazi oluqhakathekileyo olunganceda ukulondoloza ezomvikela. Lokhu lwasungulwayo lolu hlelo lwe-TFTC ngomnyaka ka-2017. Amazwe la asisebenze ndawonye kumahlandla amahlanu belwisana labalwa becatsha ama-terrorists angamachumi ayisithupha 60 lenhlanganiso lamaqembu abo emazweni achiyeneyo emhlabeni jikelele, agoqela abamaqembu anjengabo ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Lebanese Hezbollah kanye lama-Taliban. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula, abe-TFTC bethule umbiko wezijeziso eziqondiswe ebantwini abayisithupha abasebenzelana lamalwecwatshwa aweqembu le-ISIS emizameni yokuvimba leli qembu ukufinyelela izimali zokuqhubekisa impi yabo emhlabeni jikelele. Izijeziso lezi ziqondiswe kumankampani akumsebenzi wemali amathathu akwele Syria athi Al-Haram Exchange, Tawassul Company, Al-Khaliti Exchange kanye lokusetshenziswa ukuhambisa izimali ze-ISIS emhlabeni jikelele. U-Abdal Rahman al-Hussein al-Ahmad al-Rawi kanye lomqondisi wenhlanganiso e-Nijat Social Welfare Organization yakwele Afghanistan u-Sayyid Habib Ahmad Khan. Amankampani lawa lalaba bantu abaphansi kwezijeziso lezi nxa impahla yabo loba izimali zabo zingatholakala bahle bavinjwe ukufinyelela. Amabhanga bengathola lolu lwazi baxwayisa ukuba bazise iwofisi ye-Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC. Isiqondiso ze-OFAC zalisa ukwenza ibhizimusi phakathi kweMelika lalaba bantu ukuhlawula loba ukwamukela imali phakathi kwelizwe kumbe emazweni lapho eleMelika elingafinyelela ukuvimba lelo bhizimusi ihlithathwe impahla lenotho yonke yalowo muntu. Iofisi le ivimba izizalwane zeMelika ukuthi zibe lobudlelwano labantu abaphansi kwezijeziso. Unobhala obona ngezemali kuhulumende weMelika, u-Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin, uchazise kabanzi ngabakwenzayo phansi kohlelo lwe-TFTC oselwenelise ukuphazamisa imisebenzi yama-terrorists emhlabeni jikelele. Uphinde wathi uhlelo lolu soluqinise ubudlelwano obukhona phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aphansi kwalolu hlelo. Unobhala wezobudlelwano beMelika lamazwe omhlaba, u-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, yena uthi uhlelo lwe-Terrorist Financing Targeting Center lukhona ukuxwayisa ama-terrorists labasekelayo ukuthi bachiyane lalo mkhuba ngoba bezabanjwa bejeziswe. Lawo ngamazwi kahulumende weMelika, liwabalelwa yimi uMikeobe we-Studio 7.
Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Singekehlukani sihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Intatheli izindaba uHopo Chingono ukhangele lokupha ubufakazi besimo samajele kusasa edaleli kamantshi eHarare, kodwa kungavunyelwa intatheli izindaba. Imuli yakoChuma edabuka eBinga isicele umphakathi lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi ziphathise ngemali yokuthwala izidumbu ezine zamalungu emulile abhubhe isikhathi sinye eGoli. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Prophet Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.